Most of us look on in horror at the various conflicts currently raging in Syria, but not the regime in North Korea. That's because Kim Jong-un's government has made a lot of money by selling weapons and ammunition to fellow dictator Bashar al-Assad. The North Koreans also benefit from seeing how well those weapons work and the tactics for using them. Bruce Bechtel is at Angelo State University in Texas. He published a paper on all this in 2015 for the Korean Journal of Defense Analysis. Bruce, what kind of stuff are they selling to Assad?
Excellent question, and I agree with you that it's interesting that there hasn't been a lot of hype about this. We've seen almost nothing, especially the past couple of years. But to tell you the kind of things that they're selling, start off with, for example, the Type 73 machine gun, a machine gun that's made only in North Korea. It's now been cited, I have pictures of it, they'll be in my next book, cited not only in Syria, but in Yemen by the Houthis. And the Iranian army is using it as well as Hezbollah. But it first started being used in Iran and Syria. So that's one example, going all the way down to a small arms like a machine gun. Rocket-propelled grenades, tanks, trucks. We have reports of North Korean pilots flying helicopters for the Syrian Air Force. North Korean technicians and specialists put together the facilities that actually armed the chemical weapons that the Syrians use, and they provided the platforms for them. The Scud missile, the Scud-D, is one they've really been experimenting with a lot, and the primary platform that the Syrians have been using, which is the 122-millimeter multiple rocket launcher, yes, sold to them by North Koreans.
I want to follow up, though. You mentioned chemical weapons. What aspect of chemical weapons are the North Koreans providing to Syria, and is there any evidence that any of that was used in this recent chemical weapon attack?
I would be stunned. I would be surprised if this wasn't chemical weapons provided by the North Koreans. Because let me, please allow me to share with you that the North Koreans are the main supplier of Syria's chemical weapons. As I said, they actually built the chemical weapons facilities for the Syrians that exist in Syria today.
I'm a little confused because I thought there was a United Nations arms embargo against selling arms to Assad. How are these weapons from North Korea getting through?
Well, it's not only an arms embargo against Assad. Remember, the North Koreans are under heavy sanction, too. So both of those countries are sanctioned. North Korea does, in the Middle East alone, according to Larry Nish of the Congressional Research Service, about $3 billion worth of arms sales a year.
So how are they getting through, though, with this UN arms embargo in place?
Some of the stuff comes in via aircraft, but the majority of stuff that the North Koreans are selling to the Syrians are coming in via maritime means. And what North Korea does is very clever. They'll put, you know, arms under a bunch of concrete or a bunch of kim, which is dried seaweed or whatever, and then it'll be on a ship that's not flagged in North Korea. So all of North Korea's merchant ships are banned from doing trade. But if the ship is flying under the flag of Tanzania or, you know, Mongolia or Vietnam, how are they to know that that's a North Korean ship unless they've got excellent intelligence that tells them that? So their maritime means are very clever. From time to time, we being the international community, we catch North Korean ships that are on flags of other nations carrying these arms of all kinds. But it's a rarity. It's an anomaly. They're very good at getting past international sanctions.
How significant is the income North Korea gets from all these arms sales to North Korea, period?
Very, very significant, and I'm glad you asked me that. But illicit activity is worth more than 40% of the real North Korean economy. And of that 40%, at least two-thirds of it is weapons proliferation, arms sales.
Bruce, I'm going to back announce you, and I have to know the name of your book.
The name of my book is Enabling Instability and Violence, North Korean Proliferation in the Middle East and Africa, and it comes out next year.
Bruce Bechtel is at Angelo State University in Texas. Bruce, thank you.
Thank you. It was nice to talk to you.